Okay, an emergency alert on the financial front. We are in the midst of another wave of bank failures in the United States. Of course, last weekend, First Republic Bank collapsed and went into FDIC receivership for a very brief period of time. And then it was sold to JP Morgan, which stepped in and took all the good assets, or bought the good assets, you could say, and dumped the bad assets and let the FDIC bail out the bad assets. That pattern, I mean, that's what happened with Silicon Valley Bank as well. Not that JP Morgan bought it, but this pattern of the FDIC stepping in and bailing everybody out, this has an expiration date. The FDIC can't bail out very many more banks. And in fact, the First Republic Bank failure was the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Right behind, I believe, Washington Mutual, which failed, many years ago. But this is the second largest in U.S. history. And the FDIC was rumored to have something like $125 billion before these bank failures began, you know, in terms of its emergency bailout fund. Or I'm not sure the exact name of it, but it's an emergency insurance fund to bail out banks. Kind of makes you wonder, how low has that dwindled to at this point? It was $125 billion in January and in February, and now what is it? I mean, it's hard to know the number, but I have a feeling it's below $40 billion at this point, which means we're only maybe a few more bank failures away from the FDIC being broke. And then what? Do they just print the money and hand it to the FDIC? And then aren't we just... we're just in a banana republic printing currency to bail out the failing banks that can't stay solvent without these zombie liquidity injections. I mean, is that where we are? So, look, the other breaking news right now is that there are three additional banks whose trading on the stock exchange has been halted. And I've named those three banks in my story about this on naturalnews.com if you want to check it out. And given the widespread concern about insolvent banks right now, everybody's just yanking their money out of these banks. It's the rational thing to do, especially if you have over $250,000 in these banks, which most companies do. I mean, unless they're just really small companies, $250,000 isn't much operating cash for a company. So these three banks are very likely to fail in the days ahead or maybe a few weeks, but that would bring the total number of bank failures in the United States just this year to 7. Yeah, it was that cluster of three with Silicon Valley Bank. And what was the other one? The other two, sorry, Signature Bank. And there's one more. And then First Republic Bank just went down last week. And now we have these three. That's going to be 7 banks in the United States that have failed this year. And you notice after every failure, well, J.P. Morgan comes out, or Jamie Dimon, he comes out, and Janet Yellen comes out, and they say the same thing. Oh, everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about. The banking system is solid, and now they've started to add words like very in front of solid. Now it's very solid, and then I thought I heard Jamie Dimon or someone say today that it's very, very solid. So apparently the more banks fail, the more times you're going to repeat the word very. To say, it's very, very, very safe. It's very, 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 very solid. You know, it's just, are you insane? Just saying the word very over again doesn't make the system work. The system is insolvent. It's dead. It's a zombie banking system. The whole damn system is broken. They know that. The FDIC is insolvent. The U.S. government is insolvent. The Treasury is insolvent. The currency is all counterfeit currency because they just printed out of nothing. It's with no limits, by the way. Not even any built-in scarcity like you have with crypto. At least with crypto, you have algorithmic scarcity. So there's a limit on how many coins get created, and you know that in advance. Not with the dollar. They just print it by the trillions whenever they feel like it. So there's no limit. There's no scarcity, and they're just flooding the field with counterfeit dollars while raising interest rates. So yes, another Fed rate raise is going to happen, I think, this week, probably a quarter point, and that's going to put the Fed funds rate at 5.25. And guess what? More pain for more banks, because more banks are underwater, because of how they invested customer deposit money in long-term treasuries, or 10-year treasuries often, or mortgage-backed securities with very, very low yields before the Fed started raising all these rates, you see. So more and more banks are insolvent. We've entered the realm of zombie banking. Lots of zombie banks. It's going to be a zombie bank apocalypse, it seems. No wonder smart people are looking for the exits, man. They're getting out of these banks. And right now, in fact, depending on, I guess, when you hear this, but if you catch this early enough, you are in between the surge waves of gold and silver demand, because it has settled down from the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, after which there was massive buying of gold and silver. And then that settled down. It took like, what was that, 6 weeks or whatever it was, for it to settle down, for the phones to stop ringing off the hook at the gold and silver dealers. I mean, I just interviewed Chris Olson yesterday about this, and he gave me the intel of what's happening inside the gold industry. He's the CEO of Treasure Island, which is our sponsor in the gold and silver space, by the way, if you want to check them out, metalswithmike.com, and they have real-time pricing online, so you can compare pricing and delivery and everything. Very great company. They take care of a lot of our readers and customers. But he told me, this is one of the very few times right now when there's kind of a lull in the demand, and you're likely to be able to get your order in pretty quickly and to get it filled pretty quickly. But he told me that before we learned that there are three more banks, that the stock trading has been halted. So there are three more banks that are probably looking like they're going to collapse. And as soon as that news spreads sufficiently, you're going to have another wave of people rushing to get gold and silver or other assets. I mean, some people will rush into treasuries, which seems crazy to me, given that the dollar is losing value every day. The treasury can't possibly pay you enough to cover inflation, especially if you buy food. You know, food prices are practically doubling every 12 months. So, I mean, food prices are insane. Massive cover up on that. That's a different story. But some people are exiting into treasuries. Some people are exiting into gold and silver. Some people are exiting into crypto. And I actually think that crypto is going to do quite well during the accelerated banking system collapse because, you know, banks can bail in. They can seize all your money. Crypto can't seize your money. You know, if you have your own crypto wallet and you have your keys, you know, it's yours. No one can come in and just take it from you by decree. No government can come in and take it. I understand governments can declare crypto to be illegal, which doesn't even really make sense because, of course, you have the right to engage in a contract. You have the right to exchange digital information with other people. They can't really outlaw that. All they can do is pressure the exchanges to not trade crypto for dollars. But if more and more people go into crypto and more vendors accept crypto, which I'm hoping will happen, then why would you even want fiat currency? If you could buy, sell, and trade solely in crypto, you know, that would be ideal. And we don't have to worry about central banks at that point. We don't have to worry about bail-ins and bailouts, bank freezes and holidays and all that garbage. You don't have to worry about what the Fed is doing. If you control your money, it's up to you. And frankly, you know, I've been harsh on crypto for the last few years, not the tech, but the hype. And since a lot of the hype has evaporated, I'm feeling really confident about the technology and especially the privacy-oriented coins that I'm digging into. I'm doing a lot of due diligence right now into some of the privacy coins. And some are way better than others, and some totally suck. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of a wild west. But if I have a wallet on my computer and I've got coins in that wallet and it's a privacy coin, no one from the treasury knows you even have it. You have privacy. No one knows how you spend it. No one even knows who paid you. It's a privacy coin. In other words, you can't trace all the transactions with a privacy coin like you can with Bitcoin. Bitcoin's a wide open public ledger. Everybody knows everything you ever spent before. Everybody knows anybody who ever sent you money and all the things that they did with their wallet previously, and so on and so forth. Bitcoin is not a privacy solution. It's a public solution. It's like walking naked at a baseball game or something, just letting it all hang out. That's Bitcoin. So I don't recommend Bitcoin as a place to use if you believe in privacy, because it's not. Bitcoin's the opposite of privacy. Nevertheless, the point is here, a lot of people will be looking for a lot of off-ramps. And again, that might be gold and silver. It might be land. It might be ammo. It might be food. It could be all kinds of things. And it might be crypto. But more than ever before, mainstream people are now even buying gold. Think about that. It used to be just gold bugs, as we've been called over the years. Gold bugs, people that just like gold. And it was, you know, condemned as an ancient relic that no one uses. Really? Why are all the central banks buying gold? And right now, I mean, Chris Olsen told me this, and I've talked to other people, Andy Scheckman, and I'm interviewing Bill Holter later this week, by the way. And they all tell me the same thing, that there are a lot of new people buying gold that never bought gold before. These aren't just gold bugs. These are everyday people that are looking at the banks collapsing, and they're starting to scratch their heads and go, hey, wait a second. What's going to actually hold value here? Gold. Gold. In your hands, in your pocket, in your vault, in your basement, I don't know, buried under your yard, buried under your swimming pool, if you can. That is safe assets, man. And a lot of mainstream people are starting to get this. So gold has actually crossed the threshold from just gold bugs into, you know, a general population now buying gold. Well, really, technically trading fiat for gold. You're not... Even the word buying gold isn't exactly correct. You're just exchanging fiat for gold. And the gold will hold value while the fiat will lose value. The fiat is collapsing while gold is maintaining its value. Gold is, you know, it's an element. It's a piece of physical matter. It will be there. And same thing with silver. Same thing with platinum. Same thing with palladium or copper or nickel. These are elements. They won't vanish. They will always have value. And then people say, and I've even asked this question too, well, what about crypto? Crypto isn't physical. Can't it vanish if the power grid goes down? Yes, it can. But as long as the power grid is functioning and there is functioning TCP/IP, i.e. internet, then with crypto, you can send money and receive money from a distance without having to transport gold or ship gold or carry gold around. You can flee a country if you had to. Maybe you're a refugee. Maybe you're a refugee from Ukraine, a war-torn country, and you had to flee Ukraine. Maybe you had to flee Los Angeles. I don't know. And you had to get out. You couldn't carry your gold, but you can carry a privacy coin password in your head. You can carry a 25-word seed phrase in your head. You can reconstruct your wallet when you get to your destination. You can't do that with physical gold. So everything has its own advantages and limitations. You know, gold is great in its own ways. Crypto has its utility for, again, rapid global transactions and privacy and unconfiscatability by corrupt, treasonous governments of the world, by the way. They can't take your crypto. They can just kind of shut it off at crypto exchanges. They can order the exchanges, like, do not recognize these wallets. But they can't really just take it out of your wallet. They can't. Unless they put a gun to your head and say, you know, give us your password or we're going to shoot you, which maybe it's going to come to that. But if that's where we are, then you have a lot more problems than just your crypto wallet. You know, things have collapsed at that point if that's where we are. But I'll tell you where money is not safe. It is not safe in a collapsing currency. It is not safe in a banking system that is a fractional reserve zombie banking system that is also collapsing every few weeks. More banks are collapsing. I mean, there's an indication right there that's not safe. It's kind of a clue. And every time they say it's safe and it's very, very, very safe and now it's super very safe and, you know, finger swear, pinky swear, best friends forever safe. That's when you should absolutely rethink why you have your money in a system like that. Because it's like, if it was really safe, you wouldn't have to keep telling us it's safe. Same thing with vaccines. If vaccines were really safe and effective, you wouldn't have to push out billions of dollars of propaganda to tell people it's safe. You wouldn't have to censor people who question its safety. If the vaccines were safe, they wouldn't have to force it down your throat. They wouldn't have to control the narrative. Same thing with the banks. If the banks are all safe, if the dollar's good, if inflation is all under control, they wouldn't have to manipulate the narratives and engage in censorship and push propaganda and try to brainwash people and hire celebrities to lie to you as they collect, you know, influence fees and what have you. They wouldn't have to go through all this, what's the word, rigmarole. Is that a real word? Rigmarole. And they wouldn't have to do all that stuff because it would be obvious that it's all good and safe. But clearly, it's not safe. So make your own decision about how you're going to maybe financially survive this whole situation, because there are a whole lot of people who will not. They will be homeless. They will be destitute. They will lose their savings, their pensions, their bank accounts, all of it. And there will be a point where there's no bailout because the failure is too big to bail. Because what are you going to bail it out with? Oh, just printing more dollars? What if it's the dollar that's failed? You can't bail out failed dollars by printing more dollars. And if you try to, you get Weimar Germany. You know, you get hyperinflation Venezuela style, or, you know, throughout the whole history of the world, many, many examples of just total runaway hyperinflation. That's where it's going to go. And boom, everybody's dollars are wiped out in terms of their actual value. And at that point, gold, the price of gold in dollars is almost, I mean, it's pointless to even try to describe it. As dollars go to zero, the price of gold in dollars goes insane. Doesn't mean gold has just become magically more valuable. But if gold is, you know, $1 billion an ounce, don't be surprised. Or at some point, you know, Weimar Germany style, or the Bank of Zimbabwe, whatever, $1 trillion an ounce, or 100 trillion, you know, it's almost meaningless. The numbers are almost meaningless because the value of the dollar goes to zero, or close to zero, like a lot of zeros, 0.00000001, while JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon is saying it's all very, 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 very safe. It's like, oh, every time you say very, let's add another zero. People are insane. Bunch of crooks. So make up your own mind. Do what's right. If you want gold and silver, check out metalswithmike.com. That's the company that I recommend. Trusted them for years, and I'm a customer as well, and so are my family members and friends. Metalswithmike.com, very fair pricing. Compare it. Seriously. You know, shop around. Compare prices and service and trust, and I don't think you'll find anybody that's better. Check it out. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Take care.